sort of under surveillance and stuff. In fact, they had a big raid about a year ago against the past Sunday school teacher of mine.
Was it arrested?
Yeah. Made the news.
Sniffing between sessions.
The local for me was on a big, you know, not national news, but I guess maybe statewide, or at least for the area. TV, you know, we couldn't leave it.
Really? That's Sunday school teacher gets it, huh?
Yeah, he hadn't been in a long time. He was way past the old Sunday school teacher, but I was a little boy, you know. Yeah, I still know him. He's still a good friend of mine. I haven't seen him for a while, but I pass him now and visit with him and stuff. He's a good guy, I guess.
That's pretty funny.
Bad break.
Yeah, really. Okay, here we go. What are some names for a prostitute?
Oh, wow. How would I know it? Prostitute. Of course, prostitute would be one.
Okay.
Lady of the evening.
Alright, that's good.
I wouldn't call a whore a prostitute. I would say a prostitute would be a little higher than a whore.
Okay.
I guess maybe it's a form of being a prostitute.
Okay.
Let's see if I can think of more. What kind of stuff?
Pro?
No pro. Guess that's about it. Seems like I can think of more things. I guess maybe combine a few terms and make up something if I was to see one.
Okay. What is the building sometimes called where several prostitutes work?
A cat house or a house of ill repute? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Let me see. Poorhouse or a...
Okay.
I can't think of anything else off the bat. What are some of the terms?
I don't know.
I may have heard of them, just can't think of them.
They don't list them here. They just give one, and you named it whorehouse. All right. And what are the managers of prostitutes called?
Pimps.
Okay. Anything else?
Maybe, but I guess that's about all.
Okay. What's the difference between what do you consider the difference between a whorehouse run by madams and street pimps? Like, what is there any difference for you in terms of what you would consider something run by a madam and what was run by a street pimp, you know, in terms of who would be working there?
I always think of a street pimp as having girls that work for him on the street, so when they pick someone up and go back to their room or something like that. Maybe he has a place that you can go, that they can go to. Maybe he has, you know, maybe they have a room that they can, an apartment they can work out of. But I don't think about, I think of it as like a place run by a madam. It's like maybe five or six girls sort of stay there all the time, and you sort of go into and pay for whatever you want. You know, I think of like a street pimp run girls that just pick up, maybe a girl you may pick up somewhere. Or maybe like if some executive's flying in town, maybe call a pimp and ask him to have someone set up a date for
Do you consider that a pimp to be a more classier outfit than a madam's run?
To a degree. Sometimes some street pimps are just sort of low down, I guess. And they're not really high class. Someone can run high class operations.
Okay.
So sort of,
but if you were to say in general, between the two, which
in
would
general?
You, yeah, which would you consider more of a classy outfit?
Gosh. I guess a pimp. I really don't know.
Alright.
How about you?
I'm doing an interview in here. This is you I'm interviewing.
Okay.
Switch on me.
Bait and switch me.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay.
You mind if I interrupt one more time?
Sure. Come on.
Three? You only had four, didn't you? Three?
Come on, James.
We only have four.
Okay. Drugs, in terms of what it...